I'm Shanti. 25th of May, 2019, Saturday. Today's slogan: the faces of those who are close to Bab Dada and family smile with contentment, spirituality, and happiness. The faces of those who are close to Bab Dada and the family smile with contentment, spirituality, and happiness. So those who are close to Bab Dada and close to family, their faces, they shine with contentment, ruhaniyat, spirituality, and happiness. This is the result. This is the cause. Even closeness to family is the result of closeness to God. So how to increase the closeness to God? Once closeness to Bab Dada happens, the result would be closeness to family. And when the closeness to family and closeness to God happens, the result is contentment, santushtata, spirituality, ruhaniyat, and khushi. That's happiness. How to be close to Baba? How to be close to Baba? If you want to make friendship or increase closeness to a person, what we do? So you have to first know that person. If A wants to become close to B, what A will have to do? A will have to know B. They have to increase contacts. What contacts? Phone contacts, digital contacts. What else? Contacts through email. They will have to meet each other more often. Then A will become close to B. They will have to hang out, go together somewhere. Then A will become close to B. What else? They will have to share things with each other, every little thing. Then A will become close to B. What else? A should compliment B. A should praise B. A, they should exchange gifts. Then A will become close to B. What else? How two persons, A and B, should come close together? They should help each other. They should cooperate with each other. Outing or picnic, hanging around. So they should go for picnic. What else? They should chit chat, is about increasing contacts. So they should meet each other in person. They should meet each other in private. Secret talks, secret meetings, secret conversation. What else? Know the desires. Just try to fulfill his expectations, his desires, his untold wishes. What else? Always available online. So A should be online. It's not that the B is calling and B is switched off. So they have to take care of each other. His likes and dislikes. A should know the likes and dislikes of B. What else? They should have faith, trust. The most important thing in any relationship is trust. When trust is gone, everything is gone. They should be able to, ready to even to give up their lives for each other. What else? How to increase the closeness, the intimacy, the friendships. So, sharing every small thing, giving gifts, making every opportunity to reach that person. Give them time. Most importantly, you have to take out time for them. And love. So give some time for that person. What else? Should be committed. So total commitment to that person. What else? Celebrate certain special days together, birthdays, likes, dislikes, and also the specialities, the special skills that person has got. What else? He should think of B. He should dream of B. He should think of him, dream of him, imagination, many things like that. And he should wait for B. Waiting for walking. They should walk together. They should move together. What else? Two persons should want to come together. Accept him fully, with all his faults and all his failings. So now, if A wants to come near B, these all things have to be done. Now we want to go close to Baba. The same thing we'll have to do. What are the things we have to do for with Baba? Give out time. Time. The time which is spent in ungodly activities, that should be given to godly activities. So first of all, try to know him. Try to know who is God. Try to know who is Baba. Then give him time. Then try to talk with him. Increase contacts with Baba. How do you do that? Self-talk. Talking with Baba. Baba says, Ruh Rihan. Keep on talking with him. How many times you should talk with the person you love, Arvind Bhai? How many times you should talk with the person? You should keep him updated, you know. They talk, no, right now I am here, I am there, I am here, doing this, eating, drinking, going out, going for yoga. Keep him updated. So you have to keep Baba updated about all your activities. I am right now doing Amrit Vela and trying to remember you, but you are nowhere seen. What else? So, increasing contact with Baba. Increasing communication with him. By email, by WhatsApp, by messages, by phone calls. What else? Go out with him somewhere for picnic. How do you go with picnic with him? Kamlesh, how do you go? In the subtle world, Baba says, come to the subtle world and enjoy a picnic with Baba. So, picnic with Baba. Going out with Baba. Sharing every little thing with him. Sharing every small thing with him. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, whatever sins that you have committed in this birth, with a very clean heart, tell Baba, so that you become halka, light. Whatever you have done. So share with him everything. Now what gift you will give to Baba? Money? He doesn't want? No, he wants. What else? Gift of service. Gift him angelic stage. Angelic stage is the greatest gift. Baba has said in many times in Shivratri, Baba has come you to give you this gift, and in return Baba wants the gift of Farishta Stiti. So give him the gift of angelic stage. So gift him, share with him, go out with him, talk with him, move with him, be with him, invite him, call him, think of him, dream of him, love him. enjoy his company, go out, do some entertainment with him, know his likes and dislikes. What are the likes and dislikes of Baba? Every Murli is telling you about likes and dislikes. Baba said, divorce this world. So when you divorce the world, when you divorce somebody, what happens? If A has divorced B, what happens? That day we discuss this. No contacts. A has divorced B. No relations. No contacts. Doesn't want to even see the face. So, in the similar manner, divorce the world. Doesn't want to see the face of the world. So, gift him, share him, go out with him, move with him, talk with him, increase contact with him, stay with him, be in his company, just like that, without talking. Sometimes that is also being with somebody, just like that. What else? Doing all things with him, remembering him before everything, and missing him. What is that? Miss him. Missing him, missing God. Dreams. Few more things are remaining that nobody has told till now. How? Singing and dancing. These are the two more things. Singing with him, singing for him, singing his glory, his praise, and dancing with him. How do you dance with him? He has taught us the greatest dance of Gyan. Gyan dance is the greatest of all dances. He is the greatest of all musicians. So play the music of Gyan. Dance with him, sing with him, enjoy his company, hold his hand in hand. In last Sunday's, next to next last Sunday, Baba had said, Baba has come to shake, Baba gives handshake with his right-handed children, handshake. So, hold his hands. What else? You cry so that you miss him. The pangs of separation. You fight with him. Okay. So fighting is also a form of love. Sometimes. Complaining, ulana, that is also a form of love. These are some extra forms of love. Special forms of love. Don't talk with him. Get angry. He is not listening to you. There was a boy here, no? Sushil Bhai was telling, who he used to have urine while sleeping every time. So when he came to Madhuban, he said to Baba, if I get urine during sleep, you are different, my way is different. You are that way, I will go this way. I will divorce you. So he did not get after that. That's incontinence. So, getting angry is also a form of love. What else? What are the different forms of love? Unusual forms of love. Surprise what? Give him surprise. Bo. Like that. So give him surprise. That is also a form of love. Okay. Gifts we told already. Writing, that is in communication, that is already told. What else? Surprise yoga. Okay. What else? So faces of those who are close to Baba Dada. So when you are close to Baba, what happens? You become close to family. Why? How? Because he is the seed. He is the living seed, Chaitanya Bij. When you are close to the seed, you automatically become close to the tree. So you don't have to try and go and please each and every one of the family. It's impossible. What you have to do is increase your closeness to Baba. Automatically you will get sahyog, cooperation from all the leaves. If you keep on complaining, these people don't give me cooperation, probably you are less connected with Baba. Baba is the seed, Baba is the living seed, He is the ultimate. He is the source of everything. So that's why, connect with Him. So when you connect with Him, you get connected with the family. And when both things are happening, what happens? Happiness, contentment and spirituality. So when there is no connection, there is no happiness. If the connection with Baba is less, happiness is less, contentment is less and spirituality is less. So the crux of the matter is increasing our connections with Baba. That is the most important thing. And for that you need two things. Silence and solitude. These are the two important things. And support, ek bal, ek bharosa. Baba said, one strength, one support. When you walk like that, then only you experience His help deeply, very closely. When Swami Vivekananda had gone to America, the conference was after 1 month. So he reached before 1 month and he did not have any money. So he did not have any contacts. He did not have any money. He did not understand where to go. And each and every hotel he went, it was written there. What was written? Anybody knows? Every hotel, one thing was written. Dogs and Indians are prohibited. So dogs and Indians are not allowed. So it was very tough for him. And then ultimately one hotel he found, there he started living. But it was very tough because he had to go without food for many days. Some accommodation was provided but no food. So ultimately he decided to go from Chicago to Boston, at least to find out some other ways. Or he was thinking whether to go back to India, because they would not know this man. And in the train, he met one person, Mr. Wright, and then he felt attracted to this man, a young man. He looked a godlike person, and he tried to help him, and then he came back, and then many other things. And then people started helping him. Somebody kept him as a chief paying guest and like that. So, in the entire story, it is shown that he is moving around everywhere, just with that one faith, with that one strength, with no support from anybody, nothing from any human being. So, and he was hardly carrying anything. He had just two books with him. Just two books. One was Bhagavad Gita and second was Imitation of Christ. These were the only two books he was carrying with him. And that was the first class lecture he gave, which had a mesmerizing effect on the audience. And in the same conference he gave total 12 lectures. He was there about to return back, but then he stayed there for 3.5 years and he gave extensive series of lectures, and which is not possible for a human being to give in one way, because the force, the enthusiasm, the power which was within him. Because he was not preparing for any lectures, but he was giving extensively. And that's why he spoke, said, whatever I have spoken at the end, towards his death, he said, whatever I have spoken, that is enough for 1500 years, for the humanity to study. Because in a very short time, he spoke extensively. And all those spoken words, they were not ordinary words. They were rising from a deep, ignited spirit, a spirit which is fired with vairagya, a spirit which is fired with love of God, a spirit which is fired with spirituality. Only then and then such force such power, such impetuosity can come out. Because there were many people who would have gone to America, but he is the first person. Before his going to America, in the whole world, India was not looked as a very big nation. It was with him that he introduced India to the world. So, this thing, closeness with God, closeness, intimacy, proximity, this close relationships with Baba, this is very important. One more thing in this, relationships that nobody told. If you want to go to somebody, you should form some good relationship with him. You make him your friend, your coach, your guide, your tutor, your teacher, your everything. Then only things are possible. So very strong relationship is needed. Then only you can go close to each other. You make him anything, friend or beloved or whatever. Father, mother, sister, anything. So, close relationship. So Baba is saying the faces of those who are close to Bab Dada and the family smile with contentment. So when we are with Baba, we are contented. When we are away from Baba, we are in the stage of discontent. Spirituality, Ruhaniyat, that will never come unless and until we are close to Baba. Because spirituality is not about studying books, it's not about studying lives, it's about Dharana, it's about imbibe. Being virtues, it's about being close to Baba and happiness. Any soul who has gone away from God automatically starts becoming unhappy because He is the source of all happiness. He is the source of all spirituality. He is the source of all contentment. So going away from Him, one becomes unhappy, discontent and devoid of spirituality. So this is today's slogan, Om Shanti.